Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get it started right away this Monday. 888-957-9570. Start lining them up at 10:18. We've got our rapid fire. That's a segment that's all you, the listener, talking about the NFL, what happened yesterday, what happened to the Raiders. You want to talk about tonight's 49ers-Green Bay Packers game Monday night. You can give us your thoughts on that. 10:18, it becomes your show for 15 minutes. You tell us what you're thinking about some of our local teams. I want to start out, Guru, and that's 888-957-9570. You want to get some 49ers gripes off your chest? That's the time to do it. And yeah, I guess there may be a gripe or two regarding the Raiders.
You think?
And I think we'll allow them their say at that time too. So 10:15, about 10:16, we will have rapid fire, 888-957-9570. Guru, is tonight's game winnable for the San Francisco 49ers?
We have a bet, and you gave me 16 points. Packers minus 16.
And a half.
And a half. Got to win by 17. If I could change that bet, I would. Because looking around the NFL, it's parity, parity, parity. And I'm looking at the Packers, this relationship or dysfunction that now, doing my research, Donnie, I believe Aaron Rodgers and Coach McCarthy are not on the same page. And I think a loss tonight to the 49ers, I won't call them lowly, they're coming in limping, I think would just put that volatile relationship in the diamond lane to McCarthy possibly getting replaced as Packers head coach. And I say that to say is I think we're going to see the Niners put their best foot forward and try to knock off the Packers, which I think right now in my chair is feasible. But we still got to bet.
So you're giving me 16 and a half.
Unless you say, hey, Guru, you know what? Do you still want that bet?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I see you smiling.
I got to play hardball.
Okay, gotcha.
Even though it's football, I got to play hardball.
It's all good, and I'm comfortable with that.
So it's interesting. So you're hedging your bet a little bit.
Yeah, I think the Niners are going to give the Packers 15 rounds.
What changed between Friday and today?
I know what I watched
yesterday. What happened in the lab?
Okay.
What happened in the lab?
I watched football.
Okay.
And I watch teams like New England, you know, favored, you know, to beat the Chiefs, and it went down to the wire. I'm watching the Bears, you know, go down to the wires with the Dolphins. I'm watching Jacksonville just get slapped in the face by Dallas. And my point is, each week it changes. And the Niners outside of Kansas City, and they were on their way to get back in that game, they've been competitive. So who am I to say the Packers going to lay an egg in Detroit, lowly Detroit, make them look like a playoff team? Who am I to rob the Niners of the bright lights tonight?
You said something like everything changes?
Yeah, each week.
What change? I don't know. What do you mean?
The
what
team. They're Heckle. What is it? Heckle and Jide?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, there you go. And the Niners didn't. They had a lot of offensive numbers in regard to numbers last week, but they didn't get in the end zone. Who am I to say they can't compete with the Packers, who are not great football?
Who thinks they can't compete with them?
Me. Friday. I got caught up in it. I got caught up in the Niners are done. You know, that Arizona game was a stinker. But when you look at you study the numbers, they had chance after chance. I just think it's Monday Night Football. The Packers, Aaron Rodgers is hurt. I think the Niners are going to use this as a vessel to remind the rest of the league it's not as bad as it looks.
You feel like something's wrong with Green Bay? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Have you seen Aaron Rodgers after a game? He's questioning the play calling. He's questioning his head coach. And he's doing it real sly-like. And this, a loss to the Niners, I'm telling you, Steiny, the Packers would be looking for a new coach.
What would that make the Packers? 2-3-1?
Yes, sir.
Are they 2-2?
Yeah, 2-3-1.
You're not
going to
fire a coach after 2-3-1.
After this season.
They're not that good.
They got Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in football.
So what?
In this era, that should be enough to get your ass in the playoffs.
Really?
But it's right now 2-3-1. 2-2-1. Something's wrong. And it's in that locker room.
Huh. Well, then I like the Niners' chances tonight.
But look around. That's all. You watch football. You're the fantasy king now. You fired up. It's good to see. What's your record?
I'm headed toward 4-2.
Look at you. And he's smiling.
I just got to finish off a win tonight.
Go ahead.
You know, you said parity rules in football?
Right now.
What do you mean?
Give me a great team.
The Rams.
They beat the Broncos by 3.
We know who the cream of the crop is right now. It's the Rams, it's the Patriots, it's the Chiefs.
They all have warts.
I'm putting Baltimore in there right now.
Baltimore
4-2.
That's my point.
What?
That's it.
They have a dominant defense.
And their offense is challenged every other week. The Rams let Seattle almost run for 300 yards on them. Those are good teams. There's a new – I'm going to save it for gripes. It's an offensive league now, Steiny, and defense can't do what it did for you in the past. And you talk about the Rams, they can't stop the run. At some point, that's going to come bite them in the butt, right?
No, not necessarily. Not in this day and age. We just watched the 43-40 game.
And I'm not happy about it.
How good was the defense that the Patriots played?
Not good at all, and it hasn't been good all season.
But good enough.
They can be had.
Well, let's just lay it on the line. Nobody's got a great defense.
That's my
So guess what? The best offensive team's going to win it. It's pretty simple. I think. If that's what's happening,
43-40.
No,
I couldn't go to the bathroom. I was gonna miss a touchdown.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And the stats at the end of the year are gonna show that this year was probably ridiculously different than years in the past. And
oh man, give me some defense.
Patrick Mahomes 9 years from now is gonna have more passing yardage than anybody in the NFL ever because. Yeah. We're throwing in an era where you can throw for 5,000 yards, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the one thing I do want to talk about as it relates to the 49ers and the Raiders. First of all, there's talk about the Raiders having a quote-unquote fire sale. Jay Glazer reported that yesterday. Apparently, they may be looking to move Amari Cooper, maybe Carl Joseph. And the first thing I think is, well, if I'm the Niners, I'll take Amari Cooper. I'll absolutely take Amari Cooper.
In a Texas second.
Problem is, these two teams apparently don't trade with each other. So is something like that even feasible? But what I really want to get into, Guru, is I've done some numbers. And we talk about Gruden. We talk about Derek Carr. Amari Cooper maybe isn't playing, obviously isn't living up to expectations. The Garoppolo injury. We talk about, what happened back in the day with Alden Smith and is Reuben Foster gonna, all this stuff is always on the field we talk about. I don't think we talk about ownership enough. I want you to listen to this stat for a minute. The Oakland Raiders in the last 16 years, all right, and I'm throwing this year in. What are they, 1-4, 1-5? 1-5 or 1-4? I can't even remember. What are they? Do you know?
Yeah, don't put me on the spot.
I don't know. They're 1-4, 1-5. That just goes to show you, 1-5, that just goes to show you how lousy they are. You can't even keep track of them.
1-5.
So if they don't go to the playoffs this year, Guru, that means they will have gone to the playoffs one time in 16 years. And the time they went to the playoffs, they lost the game. So they don't have a playoff win in 16 years. 16 years. You know how long Chris Cohan owned the Golden State Warriors?
How long?
16 years. You know how many playoff appearances they went to?
How many?
One. You know how many playoff series they won?
Give it to me.
One, which means they've the Chris Cohan Warriors have been more successful than the Oakland Raiders in the last 16 years. Now, you think about that, and you think about the way people think about Chris Cohan and previous ownership. Raiders ownership has nothing on the previous Warriors ownership. And before 49er fans start thinking, yeah, exactly, you ain't much better. You ain't much better. The Yorks took over in 2000. They've made the playoffs five times in 19 seasons. The Yorks. Three of those years were under Jim Harbaugh. They lost before Harbaugh. They've lost after Harbaugh. They were lucky enough to inherit a couple winning seasons during the end of the Steve Mariucci era, where they got into the playoffs 2 years in a row. Five playoff seasons in 19 years. That's pretty lousy, too, if you're the 49ers.
But a Super Bowl appearance.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Under Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
Jim Harbaugh kind of Jim Harbaugh did something that no other coach was able to do. 888-957-9570 is the number. Rapid fire coming up. It is your time to give me your input on the Raiders, on the 49ers, on anything I've brought up at the start of the show.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stein, Metz, and Guru with you on a Monday morning. Golden State Warriors open up the regular season tomorrow. It's a 7:30 tip. They play the Oklahoma City Thunder. Doesn't look like Westbrook's going to play, but I'll tell you who will be there. Steiny and Guru.
To watch the rings. You think it gets old for him, getting the rings?
No, I don't think it gets old for him.
They're 0-2.
I think the 82-game schedule gets old for him. But Guru and I will be doing the pre- and post-game shows this year. Looking forward to it. And let's get this thing rolling. All right. 49ers-Packers tonight. Raiders hammered in London yesterday. It's a Monday. It's time for Rapid Fire.
It's time for Rapid Fire with Steiny and Guru. Your chance to sound off on the weekend's action. You've got 30 seconds. Rapid Fire starts now.
All right. 888-957-9570. Now's the time to get in and give us your views. Let's get it started at the top. Line one. You're on with Steiny and Guru on Rapid Fire. What's going on, man?
Yeah, you know, it's just... It continues the very bad, the ugly football. It's kind of like the Chucky movie. You know, his name's Chucky. First one was okay, and as the games go on, it just keeps getting worse and worse. It's ugly.
Thanks for the call, Juan. Yes, it is. I assume he's talking about the Raiders.
Yeah, I knew who that was.
Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on Rapid Fire. How you doing, line two? Come on, line two. Let's go. Rapid Fire. Line two's done. Line three, what's going on? Line three, how you doing, man?
Good morning, fellas. I'd like to say, for the first thing I'd like to start off is you guys are the best radio show hosts in the Bay Area, hands down. Number one, congratulations on the Warrior thing. Number two,
thank you,
Chucky. Gruden, Nishuk, he manages the Raiders like he's managing Chuck E. Cheese. Get a grip, man. But we've $100 million down the drain. Number three, Carr needs to go to seminary school and retire from football. Get a grip. He is not a professional quarterback in the NFL. One more time. I love you guys. Abbott and Costello, you guys are great. Again, congratulations on getting the Warriors thing. I look forward to hearing you guys every morning. And the only time I listen to you guys is when you guys are wrong. Sorry I had to say that, but it's true. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot, line three. You know what I was thinking, Guru?
Who's Abbott and who's Costello? We'll figure it out. We had to ask him. We'll ask him another time.
They were both. They were both boys.
Yeah.
Here was one thing I was thinking about the Raiders. You know what I think is a big part of this? I think when Gruden traded Khalil Mack, the team knew two things. One, they shouldn't have traded Khalil Mack.
Okay.
And two, I think inside the team, they knew Khalil Mack was their best player,
right,
not Derek Carr. I think the team knew.
And it was Gruden. It was the worst thing a new coach could do. And he did it. And now you made your bed. And you know the rest.
Let's go to line four. Line four, you're on Rapid Fire. What's up, line four?
Hey, thanks for letting me on, guys.
Yeah.
I'm starting to really doubt this paying coaches millions of dollars. I mean, I guess they know more than all of us, even though they weren't in the NFL either. So I don't know how. I guess their dads were coaches or they got TV jobs or whatever happened that's good for them. But it seems to me like on both sides, mostly the Raiders, they're taking all this money, and I can't name really one legit Niner player in my head. I can't even name one, and they've had for years. It's crazy. Garoppolo's too skinny, if you ask me. I saw an injury come in, not that I'd know anything. And I don't want to be all negative, so the last thing I'll say is hopefully the Raiders will make the NFL – I mean, the NFL will make the Raiders get a new owner because this guy just, man, I'm so tired of Davis.
All right, line four. Thank you for the call, line four.
I want to go ahead. I know it's about the callers, but Steiny, I'm mad at the fact that Mark Davis thought John Gruden's allure would – it's old. It's like a carton of milk. It has expiration date. So we needed the new John Gruden, and I got excited. John Gruden, but that's 10 years ago. So they should have got something cheaper and something more hip about this new era of football, and we would be watching a different team in silver and black, and Mac would be in silver and black.
Are you familiar with Carole King?
No.
She's a wonderful singer from back in the
day. Okay, Carole King.
Yeah, she had a great song. It's too late, baby, now. It's too late.
Oh.
Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died. And that sounds like John Gruden.
Wow. I'm hurt for Raider Nation. I'm hurt.
Line five. What's going on, line five?
Good morning, guys. Hey, real quick question. Do you guys think Gruden's a player's coach? And I got a quick story. Back in 1990, John Gruden was the receiver coach for the University of Pacific in Stockton. I knew a friend of mine that was a receiver for him that started for UOP. I used to hang out with all those receivers, and they all hated John Gruden. They said he was an arrogant a-hole, fellas. I don't know.
Well,
player's coach, let me know. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. I don't think he's necessarily a player's coach, but, I mean, a lot of people don't like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
It's not great that guys don't like him, but if you still can coach, you're probably going to get their respect. So maybe we're talking about another issue.
Yeah,
there.
I don't care what you are. If you win, I'm down with you. And right now, it looks like he's not an X's and O's coach. How about that?
Line one. Line one, back to the top. What's up, line one?
Good morning, fellas. I believe it was Milt Steinmans who once said about the Raiders, it's sad. Sad.
Wow.
Love your show.
Thanks. Line two. Hit me.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hello?
Yeah,
all right. Hey.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
One thing about Gruden is that he is not going to be anywhere using these plays that he used 15 years ago. Yeah, he went one back then, but it's a different NFL now. And he's got to realize he's got to go with the new high-power offense all these teams are going with. Look at the Rams. Look at the Chiefs. These teams are high-powered. Screen pass, bubble passes. He doesn't do any of that. All right, that's all I got to say, fellas. Thank you.
Line three, rapid fire. Give it to me.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good. Do you want to know why the NFL is better than they got there?
Why?
Any given Sunday, any team can win.
True.
This is why it's so sad that the Niners and Raiders happen to be the two worst teams in football.
All right, let's get them out. All right, gotta go. It's close. It was close. We gotta get you out.
Yep.
Line four, you're on rapid fire. What's up, line four?
You know, I wouldn't even be mad if Gruden would have been honest. Hey, I'm going to rebuild it. But nah, he wanted to come out here and say, we want to win in Oakland. And he's selling the whole team. We're about to go 1-15. And lastly, I mean, how can you trust a guy that's still rocking a bowl cut in 2018, man?
Line five. Let's wrap it up.
What's
up,
fellas? How you doing today?
What's up, line five?
Hey, I want to say, these coaches, 6- and 10-year contracts, there should be no way in today's day and age. You know, Mama said Gruden's like an alligator with no teeth. And let's get a receiver for those Niners so we can prove Shanahan ain't no Bill Walsh. I'm out.
Thanks. What about the teeth? What do you say about the teeth?
I love it. An alligator with no teeth.
Oh, I guess.
So you're not really an alligator. No
bite.
But
you know what? Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
The snakes don't really need those kind of teeth. They can just...
We're talking alligators,
I know,
though.
But where
does snake come from?
Well, same kind of animal. I mean...
Same type of animal?
Basically.
Oh, reptiles.
They're both long. Yeah. You know, I mean, alligators could probably kill most of what they kill without their teeth.
You ever see people with alligator smiles? They got teeth like alligators. You don't want to tell them. Like, you got a bad, horrible smile.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Where they got bad teeth? Chicklets. You ever see, you know, that's the first thing. Like, you got a good smile.
Well, I've never heard that term before. Yeah. Alligator smile.
Yeah, they got the alligator teeth, you know, like chicklets.
Okay.
Anyway, real quick. John Gruden drafted young Mr. Miller from the offensive line.
It'd be Colton Miller from UCLA.
And he looks overwhelmed.
He's a rookie.
If John Gruden was at the blackjack table, somebody's coming to, hey, buddy, come on, take a break. It's all bad
for him. The casino's saying you stay right there. Saying don't you dare leave this
table.
I'm
the friend saying let's go.
Oh, I got you.
Let's go get the Grand Slam at Denny's.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. Well, the one thing that is interesting, and the caller that had a bad cell phone reception, I think this is what he was going with. Not only do the Raiders and 49ers right now are among the league's worst teams, they're sitting with coaches, and in one case, the front who've got one guy's got 10 years left, and one guy's got 4 after this year. Shanahan and Lynch have 4 years after this year. They got a 6-year contract. I thought that was about as long as they got in the NFL until Gruden got a 10-year contract. So that's the problem. I mean, Guru, you brought it up this morning saying, God, do you think Mark Davis regret? You know what? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he regrets it or not. He's stuck. He's flat out stuck.
When you have that much money and you're an NFL owner, you're never stuck. Well, let me break it down, Stoddy. When you're rich, you're never stuck. You can rip stuff up, Jack. I don't know if he'd have deep pockets like Arthur Blank.
I don't think he's got that kind of money. I mean,
Stan Kroenke. You know, you got that money, you're never stuck. He didn't know he was getting this.
Well,
but I was happy.
Well, you know what? I disagree.
I'm easy.
I think he knew they were getting this, and here's the thing.
What?
Go ahead. Caller on line 4 repeated what I've been saying all along. Gruden came in here, and everybody thought that meant the Raiders are going for it the last year or two.
I did too.
Well, the bottom line is, John Gruden clearly told Mark Davis, "Hey, look, you want me here? I'm ripping this thing down because I don't believe in it. I don't think we need to pay Khalil Mack the kind of money that you guys are talking about. I don't think we have the personnel here to compete." So Mark Davis knew. John Gruden didn't come in and say, "Hey, I love this roster. I can win a Super Bowl right now." There's no way John Gruden said that. Mark Davis was in on this total rebuild, and so was Gruden. But you know what? They withheld that information, plain and simple.
Okay. But at the end of the day, for the people out there saying 2020 is it, it's not it if you're making bad decisions when it comes to selecting these guys coming out of college. So my question to you is, don't sell me on it's going to be better in 2 years in LV. I'm not buying that. What indication would this give you? That's what's scary about this whole situation.
Well, what makes them any different than the Niners? Why are the Niners going to be better in 2 years? They haven't exactly hit grand slams with their draft.
Well, we had to hit the pause button because of injury. The Raiders aren't having injuries. Besides Miller's grade 2 MCL sprain, he's out there.
I heard Gruden at the press conference yesterday said we're bad.
I can't watch him.
He said we've got some injured men. Didn't you hear him at the press conference?
Can I just ask, and I ain't coming down. Why did you go to London when you went to London?
Because they were on the schedule to go there?
No, they got there like 24 hours before the game.
Yeah, they got there on, they practiced Thursday. They flew to London after that. They got to London Friday at 2 o'clock local time.
Your body clock, I'm just a hack.
Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
You're going to act like you know it. You ever fly to London?
No, I haven't.
Well, then how do you know?
Because the Seahawks were there before the Raiders, and it looked like it.
It sure did. All I know is that the 49ers play the Green Bay Packers tonight and doesn't feel like anybody's giving them a shot. And I don't know why, but I feel like they're going to play well tonight, the 49ers. I really do. I think that
They've been in every game but one.
I don't think the Packers are that good.
He said it, and now it's Steiny, I think something. And Aaron Rodgers is not. What if we get a Reuben Foster sack, and then Aaron Rodgers? Dude, you seen that brace he's wearing?
They're talking Rodgers about he's gonna, or
yeah,
Foster.
Rodgers.
I have,
dude. Yeah. He ain't man. Let me just tell you something. You got an ex date in this league. He was Aaron Rodgers. They're going to the Super Bowl. Not anymore. Stuff happens.
You think the 49ers getting flexed out of that game next week against the Rams is motivation?
No, they don't. Please.
You didn't hear what George Kittle said?
No, Stoney, help me out.
He said, screw them. Talking about the league.
So what does that mean? Watch out, Packers?
Yeah, it means they're going to prove they're going to prove to the NFL that they made a mistake by prematurely flexing that game next week.
So motivation.
Yes.
You shouldn't need that. That's my whole thing.
Dude, you're the one who thinks players create motivation when there's nothing even there. I think there might be something here.
Oh, I don't know if that's somebody else. My thing is, your coach should create the motivation.
Not at the pro level.
Dude, if they would hire me to come in the locker room,
you get laughed
basketball,
out of town.
Baseball,
you get laughed out of town.
And football,
I would get laughed out of town.
Oh, and I know what buttons. I'm a good button presser. I would go at it. You know what they're saying you look like.
They'd be snickering behind your back. They'd be rolling your eyes.
No, I would have a tone to where you couldn't snicker.
Yeah, no,
it would be loud.
No, your tone would be the reason they'd snicker. Don't you get it?
See, you're selling me short,
man. If you're going to hang your hat on motivation as an NFL coach,
but the motivation is I'm going down your road. Steiny, you over there snickering, hair all perfect.
Yeah.
You haven't done squat.
And you know what? I'll be like Mike Dunleavy did to Eric Musselman.
What'd he do?
You know what? I don't think much of your coaching either.
Is that real?
That is absolutely real.
Oh, he killed his career and Dunleavy has never coached again.
Musselman.
Oh,
he got a job with the Kings.
That's Phil Handy's guy, Musselman. Reno. What's in Reno?
The Bighorns?
Yeah, Musselman was coaching there for a little bit. Yep, Phil would go out and help him.
I mean, he's the head coach of Nevada.
Well, that too. But then it was also I think the NBA had a D-League. Well, it was D-League then. Yeah, the Horns.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
File that under who cares, a little Union City history.
The point is.
Steiny.
John, listen. That's why Shanahan's going to have more staying power than Gruden. Shanahan is a pro coach, all right?
Which means?
Gruden is still relying a lot on rah-rah, and I don't think that gets it done anymore with these players.
Well,
don't. Okay. You see Jalen Ramsey, you think he's going to respond to a butt-whooping? I'm just saying, these athletes today, you yell at them, they got money in the – get out of here. It doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore. I'm sorry.
I think it's what's missing. When you – just real quick.
Andy Reid.
Bruce Irvin, I got a pretty wife. I'm going home, to make babies. That's fine. But that's a shot at your coach.
How so?
You're saying you're not emotionally invested and you're okay getting embarrassed. That was embarrassing.
How can you read into that? What are you talking about?
That was not the form to let everybody know you were going home to get busy. You should be despondent and not getting busy should be the last thing on your mind.
Again, man.
That was a shot at the coach.
This is pro sports. You act as though the flight from London to Oakland after that loss is like, you could hear a pin drop.
That's
not the way it is, man. Trust me. That's not the way it is. Nobody's despondent.
So you're saying these pros, once you get pro, you have no button. You're the fire's gone?
No.
Hey, Ralph, how you doing this morning? Punch the clock and leave?
No.
I don't care if we win or lose. Hey, how's it going? Same thing every day? No. It's emotion and passion. And too many head coaches don't have those facets to their personality, and they're walking dead men. And then when the team goes out and lays an egg, Irvin could have said that in that locker room after a loss?
Who?
Bruce Irvin. I'm going to go home and make love to the wife. I know we lost, but I'm going to go home and just make some babies.
So?
He would have been cut this morning. Belichick cares.
Please.
Wow, Steiny, you're shocking me every day. I'm getting to know
Dude,
you.
When the game's over, the game's over.
But you don't say that to the reporters.
Why not? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
And we don't care what you're going home to do. But when you say that, It lets me know you're not caring or giving a damn about Raider football. Watch, something about to happen. Give it to Thursday. He's going to get, you can't say that after an embarrassing loss. You would have had no problem with it. You and I get beat, and I say I'm about to go home and make love. Hey, what song? Marvin Gaye? What you going to listen?
I mean, go ahead and do that. Come back to practice and see where we're at. I mean, a lot of guys talk not crazy in the locker room,
all right,
especially after a football game. Look, let's face it. We got two teams in the Bay Area that just don't have enough personnel.
I'm going to say one, because I think this team over there has enough personnel. That's not an excuse. No, the Raiders. They got enough.
Please. Please. How many teams do you think want Derek Carr right now?
Man, Stoney, that's amazing. He's the winner, though. He got that kind. How's Reggie McKenzie thinking, feeling right now?
There's two winners in Oakland, Derek Carr and John Gruden.
And one more, Donald Penn. He held out last year and got that little bread.
But come on, I mean, these are two of the least talented teams in football. And I'm putting the Raiders in there, too.
Wow. I want to rip my microphone out.
Look, let's be honest. The Raiders just traded one of the best defensive players in the NFL.
Well, I mean, one man did. Not the. You're right. And it changed everything.
Two men did. Mark Davis is in on that.
Yep.
Mark Davis is in on that.
You are right. How the Bears doing?
I think they're 3-2. Bears are 3-2. So that's not bad. Hey, Richie James is going to play. You see what I'm saying? I got my boy Curly. So. All excited about Richie James. Richie James. They got a playmaker, Richie James. And he goes, man, took him five games to put Richie James in. He's lucky he's getting in after five.
Is tonight the night to?
I mean, if the 49ers were healthy, Richie James.
Do the Niners wear the throwback all white tonight?
He's going to be great tonight. Watch. What's that?
That's what you really care about. That's what I know.
You're a uniform guy.
Yeah. Are they going to wear the throwback all white?
Couldn't care less. I couldn't care.
It's about style and how you look, Steiny, and make you play better. That's why I always had wristbands.
You know what?
I'm serious, man.
I know you are.
And you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
So the players wearing the pink flags and cleats, you see that? That's what it's about.
I didn't see that.
Well, every team had it on.
I wasn't really looking for that. Man,
Guru is terrible at debating. He is awful. Please make him shut up.
Why do you do this? There's no need to do
that. I feel like I know that person.
Why would you give that person that kind of power?
To let them know I think I know who it is.
You have no idea who it is. And so what if you do?
925.
Tone it out. Tune it out.
All right.
888-957-9570. I tell you why. I do think there's something to 49ers got a legit shot tonight.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stein, Metz, and Guru with you. 49ers in Green Bay tonight to play the Packers. Aaron Rodgers. A little banged up, but still dangerous. 49ers banged up and not quite as dangerous. I'm giving the 49ers a puncher's chance tonight. Puncher's chance. I was talking about getting flexed out in next Sunday's game against the Rams, and I'm trying to think, is that really any motivation for the 49ers? And ordinarily I'd say, maybe, but not, probably not. But, you know, next Sunday they were supposed to, and for all I know they still are, you know, they're going to unveil that Dwight Clark statue outside Levi Stadium. And that was going to be part of the Sunday night game next week with the Rams. I'm just wondering if that maybe makes it a little more annoying or gives the 49ers more motivation to go out there tonight and say, you know what? You shouldn't have flexed this. Am I reaching?
No, you're not reaching, because Dwight Clark alone should have been enough for the NFL to say, you know what, if that's going down, we can have this game go on, because it's not like we haven't seen stinkers before. Now I'm feeling like the Niners might come out like a box of bees. I mean, man, that Stein, if you told me, hey, you know what, Guru, you go in prime time and then you rip it back, I'm feeling some type of way, as the kids say.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we got Cam Inman. He'll be joining us from Green Bay. I haven't checked the weather report.
It's got to be snowing, right?
Nah, I think it's going to be nice. I think it's going to be nice. Because you know why? Because I think if the weather were terrible, we'd already have heard about it. It's one of those things where if you don't hear about the weather, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
Of course, I could be dead wrong. I've got a couple pieces of breaking news here. Jamal Crawford.
Uh-oh.
Jamal Crawford signed with the Phoenix Suns. Jamal Crawford. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have fired defensive coordinator Mike Smith.
Wow.
Mike Smith fired. So there's some breaking news for everybody who is an
first
NFL
guy
and
fired,
NBA
first
fan.
Coach fired this year. What do you do after you get fired? You go home, just open up a bottle of Jack. Well, I should know, but
I'm trying to think when I got fired from here about 5 or 6 years ago the first time. I think I met.
Oh, I didn't.
I met Dibley. I met Dibley out for a couple pops after I got let go.
Can you remember the conversation? And
with what?
With him. Like,
yeah.
Was it any different, or was it just like, I'll shake it off and, I'll be back?
It was that first day. Like, literally, fired at noon at a bar at 1 o'clock.
I've been there. I went for a walk on mine. I didn't see it coming.
When did you get fired?
It was from corporate.
One of my sales jobs.
Yeah. Gotcha. They said I did something I didn't. And then I just went for a walk past my car. I snapped out of it.
And then the irony, of course, was 2 months later, Dibley got fired.
Oh,
so I met him out again. Met him out again at the same bar that
you
that
were
we
obligated,
met.
Huh?
Oh, no, it was fun, though.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, Dibley and I got hit about 2 months apart way back in the day. Anyway, here's the other thing about Bruce Irvin. All right. Because we're going back and forth, Niners, Raiders, and we're going to have Cam Inman in about 5 minutes. Bruce Irvin, what did he say again? Because give it to me.
I have a beautiful wife at home.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, sure. Can't wait till I get home, make some babies.
Okay. Here's what I think. Can I
go
can
ahead.
I tell you what I think? Bruce Irvin's won a Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Bruce Irvin's played for the Seattle Seahawks when they were on top, right?
Yep.
Played for Pete Carroll, who's pretty darn good coach, or at least really was in his prime, right?
Yep.
Veteran of many seasons in the NFL.
Yep.
Guys like Bruce Irvin know. They know when they're on a bad team. They know it.
Okay.
And you know what? They feel like, I've been in this league 10 years. I've seen it top to bottom. And you know what? We're a joke, and I'm not going to play into this. I played for Pete Carroll, and now I'm here playing for John Gruden. You think Irvin didn't know that Khalil Mack was the best defensive player?
He sent out a tweet. That's why I was going to go Dr. Phil on you and tell you now he is really letting it all out by saying what he was. He could have said, I'm going to build a birdhouse. I don't give a damn. Do what you do. We all know you guys got life after football. But to say that after that game, that was
a shot at
Gruden, who traded his teammate, who was the best player on the team, like you just called. And now look at you.
Good. Bruce Irvin deserves to do
that. Something has to be done to Bruce Irvin if you're John Gruden.
You can't do anything to Bruce Irvin. I mean, I'm not saying he can't cut him. Go ahead and cut him. It's not going to be any skin off Bruce Irvin's hide. Guys know when they're. I think he thinks it's a snow job. I really do. I think Irvin's looking around. He's like, can you believe? He's probably saying, can you believe we traded Khalil Mack and yet we still got Derek, who everybody knew was a 50-50, and now he's regressed. And now he looks at the organization and also says, man, Gruden's making decisions, but Reggie's still there. Gruden's trying to stick it to Reggie and make all his picks either available or let him go. It's a mess. And Bruce Irvin knows it. And you don't try to try to pull the wool over his eyes. He's not going to play into this BS. He's a veteran. He's not going to cut the company
line. But he's not actually going out there and being Khalil Mack.
Well, no kidding, because he's not.
So Gruden could look at it like, hey, we could take this dude around the side behind the barn.
Try it.
You know what happened there.
Try it. Okay.
Because now you then got a malcontent in the locker room.
That'll even look worse okay. if they get rid of Bruce Irvin, I think. But I do think the 40. Oh, by the way, I got a text.
No, and I got something for you, too.
Is it supposed to be freezing in Green Bay?
Oh, no. This was
Sal Castaneda from KTVU, the famous biggest Q rating in the Bay Area, by the way. I hate to burst your bubble, but weather in Green Bay expected to be near freezing.
Shows you. So that'll give the Niners. Rodgers is hurt. My neck and my back in cold weather. It could flare up. I'm telling you, I got that bet with you, but I'm not shocked that the Niners put their best foot forward. Shanahan can, hey, we'll see.
Near freezing, huh? That means it's going to be a little lower scoring, I think, than people think. But
well, the Niners do that when the sun's out.
How about the way that 2 months ago, we were excited. We were excited.
I was Jimmy Garoppolo fan club, man.
If the 49ers can't pull an upset tonight, we got 2-1-5 teams in the Bay Area. 1-5.
We got the Thursday nighter to look forward to, though.
Who would have thunk it?
That's why I said, Curly said, everybody but Bonte, that game should be the last game of the Monday night opener. And now it's going to be an embarrassment for the Bay. Tell me I'm lying, Stoney. That Thursday night, I don't want to be around.
Oh, I'll watch that game for sure.
But what will you think?
I think it's between two subpar football teams. Happens all the time in the NFL. I mean, what's... You know, the Atlanta Hawks also play the Sacramento Kings in the NBA. It's
yeah, not on Christmas.
Is Thursday Christmas?
It's Monday night's brother.
Nah.
It's prime time is all I'm saying.
We know that Thursday they can put some garbage games.
I think the Niners are going to shock the Packers tonight.
There it is, Guru, from Friday to 12, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In less than 72 hours, you've gone from the Packers are going to beat the 49ers by more than 17 points to, I think the 49ers are going to shock the world tonight. You see? What am I supposed to do with that? How can I do? So you've made a bet.
It's life.
No, it's not life.
I'm not one of these dudes. Oh, I said this, it's that way or the highway. You got to appreciate the climate change. I'm telling you what I read and process, what I watch yesterday.
So
and I admit when I get stuff wrong and then I recompute it.
Why would anybody take you seriously if on Friday you say one thing and Monday it's the complete opposite? Like, sometimes people will be like, well, okay, I get it, Guru, but,
right. You know. I'm being real. I'm never telling you I'm Jimmy the Greek or anybody, Stoney.
But who are you?
I'm Daryl L. Johnson. The L is for LaVale.
And what does that stand for? What do you want to stand for as a person giving opinions?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm waiting.
I'm real as they come, and I don't act like I cannot be wrong. So from Friday, when I felt like it was Green Bay in a landslide, to Monday, you got to appreciate that I'm comfortable enough to come to you and say, I know what I said Friday, and now it's a total 180.
So you can say you won no matter what the outcome.
No, it ain't about
you.
See, that's what I'm saying. It ain't about me.
No, it is. You do that a lot.
Well, I might remind you.
Oh, yeah, I've had a pretty.
But you get where I'm
going. I mean, remember during the playoffs last year?
Oh, here we go.
The Warriors, you know, you were wrong three straight series, and then you hit one, and it was like, see, I called it. And you really did bring a lot of attention to yourself. For getting it right.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah, you are.
I don't remember.
No, you are that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad guy or an evil guy or a mean-spirited guy, but you kind of are that guy.
But I'm just telling you.
So
I'm watching football, Stoney.
Here's the big question. Right. What has to happen tonight so that at least I can come in tomorrow and say, Guru, you were wrong?
Well, the Niners front seven, I feel like, are going to get after a hobbled Aaron Rodgers. And now, vividly, I'm remembering that Detroit game where that defense was getting after him. And if his first read is not there, now he's hampered, hobbled a little bit. Rodgers ain't the old A-Rod. And if Shanahan, who I know is going to scheme some great plays. I'm thinking we could see them keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers, a turnover here and there.
Look,
and
look,
here I go, 2017 Packers, the Niners win
look,
that.
Here's the problem.
Here's the public opinion.
Okay. And let me be clear. Here's the problem I have. All right, here's the problem
yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
You're going to come in tomorrow on cloud nine no matter what because the Packers are either going to win 30-10.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, then you're going to be like, I made that bet on Friday. I made that bet. Hey, give me the, buy me that lunch. Buy me that beer. You'll hammer me tomorrow on that. But then if the 49ers win or lose by three, I changed my mind, Steiny. I changed my mind yesterday.
See, there
so
should
I was
never,
right on
yeah.
the money.
No, but see that, I'm not that guy. There should never be a segment that we talk about. Look at me. Look at me. It's not about me. It's about the team.
No, it's about
but
you.
But you always do no, check systems. Derek Guru said this. Look at, like, you well, want me to be Oliver North at times. Like, just put my face in the mud. And it ain't about me. It's about the teams.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com station. Joining us right now from the Bay Area News Group, Cam Inman. He joins us from Green Bay. And we're hearing that Cam's a little bit under the weather. How you feeling, buddy? Are you okay? You going to be able to gut it out tonight?
They
have an outdoor great. Press box, don't they?
Yeah, it's indoor. Okay. I feel great. My voice is gone. That's all. So, good thing I'm a white rather than speak during the game.
Not bad. I want to ask you about the Packers game and as it relates to the 49ers getting flexed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.